Good afternoon, everybody. Hope we're doing well. So last time I talked to you about having a homecoming, it worked out pretty well for us. So this is kind of a homecoming of sorts for me, going back to Green Bay. Graduated high school there, I guess I can tell you, 1985. That's a long time ago, Brian. And received my appointment to the Naval Academy from Senator Proxmire, which is also a good memory. But that being said, we've got a huge game on Saturday. Because it's a division, because it's Green Bay, and you know, we beat them early in the year, but they're playing really well right now. We got to turn it back around and win these last two, and it starts in Green Bay.
With the Linval play and the leverage call on Sunday, was there ever a situation where you would recommend trying to hurdle the long snapper?
No, we really haven't worked on that. A couple of guys, I think about 20 guys, have told me they could do that. You know, they have the athletic ability to do that. You know, that wasn't called. That was, you know, Linval. I love Coach Linval because he cares so much. He was trying to make a play, and you know, he made a mistake, and that's going to happen. And like I told him, he's going to learn from it, and he's going to move on. And it cost us 4 points at a, you know, early in the game, and that can't happen. But you know, there's. I think I'm going to do studies in the off season and the timing of it and all that sort of thing. And you know, we think we're pretty good with a good push. We've had a good push all year. I know we've only got one block, but we put a lot of pressure on kickers this year and coming off the edge as well. But I think there is, you know, because of the new rules now in the league, we're allowing guys to push the guards down. I think the league's going to look at it and say, what's going to be a consistent call? Because right now I don't think it's as called consistently as it could be. But, you know, they're going to figure it out in the offseason, and then I'm going to try to take advantage of what we do based on the rules.
Has Kai kicked at Lambeau?
He told me, I asked him that earlier this week, and he said he was hurt. May have been with New Orleans or Washington, maybe, when they played there, but he did not. He has not kicked at that stadium, no.
How do you look today outdoors in the cold again?
Yeah, he did a good job. Made all 8 field goals. We only backed him up to 43. He was kicking in a little bit of a wind, but he hit the ball well. 4 of his 5 kickoffs were very good. So we just got to, you know, go out there and be consistent just like anything else. And, you know, Jeff kicked in cold weather. Kevin snapped in cold weather. Our returners are used to it. So hopefully we'll get used to it quick. And the big thing with Green Bay is Lambeau has always been a slippery field. So it's going to be the footing more than anything else. And that's what we've told our guys this week.
Marcus looked this past week. Were you able to put him out there without any limitations?
There was no limitations. You know, we did not get an opportunity. You know, Pat was, you know, he's a Pro Bowl punter, obviously, and McAfee, and he did a great job against us. He's had the 3 opportunities, and we could have blocked up the gunner a little bit better, maybe had 1 opportunity, but we didn't. But he went out there, and, you know, he at least caught the ball. He's got more confidence going into this week.
Made an impression on you, obviously, early on through special teams. What has it been like for you to watch how much he's been able to do offensively for this team, too?
Yeah, you know, the cool thing for me is working with the whole team and then working with them when they're young players and then seeing them grow. Everson Griffin was a great special teams player for me. Now he's, you know, an all-pro defensive end. And you know, guys like Adam Thielen and guys like you know, Charles Johnson this year has been playing on offense, but then contributing more on special teams. Just to seeing the success that these guys have on offense and defense as a young, you know, as they grow older is very rewarding for me. I tease the other coaches and tell them I get these guys, young guys, ready to play on offense and defense. But it's a lot of fun to see how much success that he's had and other guys have had in that role.
You had a big fake last year in Week 17 there. Now with
we did. Nothing,
you know, with everything sort of at stake now this week.
Sure.
You want to push maybe a little bit more aggressiveness?
Yeah, we're going to be aggressive. You know, Coach Zimmer's allowed us to be aggressive on special teams every week. You know, we've had fakes in pretty much every week. And I think it's one of those things that you have to pick and choose your spots. You got to be smart about it. But, you know, in the return game, I mean, we brought several back from 7-8 yards deep last week against Indianapolis. And, you know, we're going to continue that because we think we have big playability across the board. Punt return, kickoff return, as you know, kickoff, surprise on sides, punt fakes, those sorts of things. You always have to have those things in so you're ready for them when the time arises or that situation arises where you have see something that, you know, our opponent's doing that we could take advantage of what they're doing and hopefully get a big play for our team.
What have you seen out of Kentrell Brothers in your special teams?
Yeah, Kentrell, like I've mentioned many times the last few weeks, he just continues to get better. He made a great play on kickoff last week. He two guys tried to block him in the back line, two big defensive linemen, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do technique-wise, had a shoulder fake, and then got separation and split him and ended up making the tackle. I mean, it's a very hard play. When people see it, it's, oh, that's a good play, but it's extremely difficult. You know, he's come a long way since in spring when we first drafted him, and I really like his progress, and I think he's starting to feel that he's really helping our team win games and contribute on special teams, and like a lot of our young guys, it's kind of nice to see Jayron Kearse continue to get better, and you know, guys like Kentrell and some of the other young players that we have.
How's this rookie class been for you? on special teams.
They've been great. You know, Laquan even made a tackle against Jacksonville before he got hurt. He was starting to rise as a gunner on the kickoff team, on kickoff return, punt return, bringing him off the edge because he's such a great athlete. You know, if they're not going to be used as much on offense or defense, I'm going to use him, and because he's hard athlete, these good athletes are hard to find. We good?
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Adrian's going. He just started now. If you guys want to go.